criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and to reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well then, how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to the 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens.
Did you know that violating the oath of office is a federal crime? As a matter of fact, violating an oath of office or employment generally invokes a combination of administrative removal, civil penalties, or criminal prosecution under federal statutes. In the context of federal employees, the combination of 5 U.S.C. and 711 loyalty and striking requirements and Executive Order 10450 mandates the removal of individuals who advocate for the overthrow of government or belong to organizations that do so. So in other words, friends, they're there to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? John Quincy Adams, speech on Independence Day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you're paying attention, which I hope you are, in all sincerity. If we're paying attention to what's going on here, we do see things are backwards, right? Judgment has been turned backwards. And this is the drum I pound on continuously because it's the answer that the American people, at least they proclaim and declare that that's what they want. But they really, for the most part, do nothing about it in the sense of enforcing the law to bring the judgment that they claim that they want to bring about the resolve so that their children, their posterity might have, you know, peace and righteousness within the gate. Yeah. Read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. Therefore, the law is slacked and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked, those that know to do it, but do it not, doth compass about the righteous. And the righteous are those that are actually doing something about the problem. Habakkuk 1:4 says, therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. It's upside down. And because it's upside down, that should tell us that we need to turn it right side up. And that, again, falls to the American people. Let me just step right into this, friends, because there's so much to cover today. Just trying to get caught up concerning the issues that are taking place in the country today. I want to show you something. If you want to check it out on social media platforms, please do go over there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. That, again, is on the left side of the page. If you'd like to call in and you'd like to contend pro or con, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution, said President Buchanan, and he was correct. Now, let me go over and show you this, folks, on social media platforms to my affiliates. Just listen carefully. I'll paint the picture for you. I just noticed this on memories on social media platforms. And it was the what they call in the state of Minnesota, the Red Star, you know, the accomplices to the conspirators in hopes of covering for their crimes, Jeremiah 11:9. No joke. The people in the state of Minnesota call it the Red Star. They know it's communist news, right? They're bankrupt. They've been bankrupt for a long time. But somehow or another, mysteriously, they survive. And they survive as long as they're working for the bad guy. Somehow or another, they survive. And I think you know how that is, right? And why that is. But what I want you to see here is, and what I want you to hear here is, a new document revisits questions about Rep. Ilhan Omar's marriage history. And then what do? They try to cover for her, and they say, although she has legally corrected the discrepancy, she has declined to say anything about how or why it happened. Now, I think we all understand that Ilhan Omar, listen to me carefully, should be publicly hanged in this country. No question about it. And also those that have committed treason along with her. If you want to see what the consequence of treason is, do go to 1325-8-SC. That is federal law. And if we look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3 stands to tell you the truth of the matter concerning what it is that I'm highlighting. This individual over and over and over and over and over again has been highlighted, brought to the light concerning her crimes, Luke 12:2, and yet we're listening about, now we're listening to the mainstream media talk about this new document that needs to be revisited questioning Rep. Ilhan Omar's marriage history. Now again, I want you to remember, she didn't flee Somalia because of this oppressive government. No, her uncle was in the military, in the government that was trying to oppressed the people of Somalia. They were free, that they were fleeing justice from their own people, friends, and that's how she got here. And let me say this from firsthand experience. She is stupid as a rock. You want me to say it again? Stupid as a rock. And for all of those that think that somehow or another it's going to appease the situation by you standing down and tolerating the crimes of these people, if you want to call them that, that mean to conquer who we are as a people, just ask them. For again, for you to think to appease them by you doing nothing to them, but calling them names is going to bring about the answers that you desire, you might want to take a step back and just think about how this is being played out right now, because you can call her names, you can laugh at her, you can call her stupid, you can do whatever that you want to. But the fact of the matter is she has been installed above you as a said representative. And I'm saying above you concerning your mentality, Americans, in this evolutionary form of government where the state reigns, when in fact you have that upside down as well. She is a representative of the people, a representative of the law. If she was legal, she is not legal. Now, this is what's important. And I hope you're sitting down for this, because I just recently seen this, and I just seen one about a month ago talking about the same thing, revisiting Ilhan Omar's crimes concerning her marriage to her brother to get into America. This is just the tip of the iceberg, friends. She is a terrorist, to say the least. She is a criminal. And let me remind you, she needs to be hung publicly to send the message that the American people will not tolerate this. And it would do you a service, Americans, if you would also pay attention to who's putting these people into office to subvert who we are as a nation. Okay? Now, what I want you to check out is this, and I'm just trying to buy a little time here because we got a hard break coming up. But this is, in fact, this what you're seeing right now on social media platforms is 7 years old. You heard what I said. I said it's 7 years old, and just last week I seen the same thing come up from another conservative organization in America begging for money so we can bring it to Ilhan Omar. Do you not understand it's the said conservatives, friends? Again, not conservatives, not Christians, not patriots, but they put the cloak of patriotism. They put the cloak of Christianity on. They put the cloak of conservatism on, which are not, but they're fleecing you to raise money when in fact, this is from 7 years ago. They're doing the same thing again. Folks, really what this does is stands to testify against the American people concerning how you're being played by your said representatives. Because justice still has not been brought forth concerning Ilhan Omar. Justice has not been brought forth concerning Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and Jacob Frey, Amy Klobuchar, the former police chief, O'Hare. No, he already fled the state. No, there's no justice, people, because the people haven't brought the justice. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, I'm Josh from Maribel. If you've ever wondered how to make sense of what's happening in our culture without losing sight of biblical truth, I'd recommend checking out Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's clear. Bradley puts in the work. He studies scripture, digs into the issues, and helps connect God's word to today's world. He has a heart for people, a love for our country, and a passion for sharing the truth. His goal isn't just to inform you, it's to challenge you to think biblically. Search the scriptures for yourself and stand firm in your faith. Check out the Sons of Liberty. I think you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One of the things that we like to do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 31 years, is we always like to back it up. So, did you just hear Bradley say that the consequence of treason in the United States is death? Yes, it's death. I know some of you soft ones that don't understand judgment. I understand where you're at in the sense of... in the position that you put yourself in, because the Bible says that evil men understand not judgment. They don't understand that it establishes the righteousness of God according to his law and his statutes, unto judgment, bearing forth fruit righteousness. And I want you to see this. And again, if you're an affiliate, I'll spell it out for you. Cornell Law School, Legal Information Institute, 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason. Whosoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Boy, I know it's just, it's either death to your nation or death to the one that means to conquer your nation. That's really what it is. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, we're still talking about the crimes of Ilhan Omar. I mean, folks, you have been so desensitized and conditioned by the powers that you tolerate that you are being laughed at from morning till evening by these people. And you can laugh at them all that you want to. You know, in this particular case, you do understand that Somalians have the lowest IQ in the world. But yet your said corrupt representative government, both in federal and state governments, are appointing the biggest dummies in the world to office to rule over you. Who's the joke on? I'm just curious. And then let me ask you a question. Am I saying that because I hate you, because I hate your country? Or is it because I don't want you to play the fool to those that you're playing the fool to? Ephesians 4:14. You answer that question. What do I have to gain? What do I have to gain by telling you what nobody wants to tell you? But the fact of the matter, again, friends, is we're talking about Ilhan Omar again and again and again and again. She is not there because the people voted her in. She is there because she's been installed to do the things that she does. And I'm going to give you a prime example of why this is. And I've highlighted this before, but this was perfectly laid out to tee it up for my listeners and my viewers. Just recently, I have a friend, her name is Liz Collins. I know of her. We've had her on the show. We're happy that she's out and about doing the things that she's doing through Alpha News in Minneapolis in many ways. And so I just want to make clear that I'm not going after Liz. I'm going after this conversation once again because it comes out to be nothing. Now, I hope I'm saying this, but Alpha News senior reporter Liz Collins, what she did is she had a guest on her show about Alpha News documentary called Minnesota Mao, equating Tim Walz to Mao Zedong. Tim Walz is a madman. He's dangerous to himself, and I'm sure his handlers know that. And he needs to be lawfully dealt with by the people in this state while they still have an opportunity to do that. But they're not doing that. And I want to tell you why. Because they listen to this voice. This guy's name is Jack Posobiec. I hope I'm saying that right. Or Posobiec or something. I've seen him before. I don't know his last name. I'm not going to put it through, pronounce it the right way. I'm just saying his name is Jack. And I want you to listen to this conversation. Many of you people probably already know who he is. And again, maybe that's part of the problem.
Because, of course, you've been digging in. You have the huge documentary out all about Tim Walz. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that there are any direct connections. But
okay, so the first thing he does when asked about the crimes of Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota, the first thing he does, like a rotten apple that he is, he stands back, he highlights the crimes of what Tim Walz is responsible for. But what's the first thing he says, friends? I'm not going to say that there's any direct connections whatsoever. Isn't that interesting? Anybody paying attention to this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk and how it's all going through? And in fact, they're trying to accuse an individual of this alleged assassination when there's no possibility under heaven of him being the responsible party for what allegedly took place. And I'm saying that on purpose because nothing surprises me anymore. But isn't it interesting how the American people and these same kind of people right here will all point their finger and say, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty, but yet nobody can connect the dots. But on this side, friends, concerning the obvious, this is why the Lord said, they have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And what am I talking about? Everything goes right back to Tim Walz, and yet nobody wants to acknowledge it. I want to tell you why. Because if he was to acknowledge it, he understands, just like I do, that truth demands a response. He doesn't want to bring the absolute truth by using common sense and saying, this is, in fact, the crimes committed against the people by Tim Walz is the fruit hanging on the branches of Tim Walz, and judging him according to the word of God, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Because the minute he does that, then he's going to have to act in a different way. Did you hear what I said? He's going to have to actually do something rather than just talk about it like he's all important as he plays the paper tiger, as he hides behind a microphone. He fails to get out there with the people to confront the wicked for their crimes. Nope, he better not say that he is absolutely responsible for it when the whole world knows Tim Walz is responsible for the crimes committed. How do we know that? Because Jesus said, look at their fruit. And as we look at their fruit, all fingers point to him. Over 60 open investigations into Tim Walz. Over 1,000 DHS employees pointed their finger right at Walz and his administration and said they did everything in their power to cover it up. Even the ones that have been accused and they are in prison now has said Tim Walz and his administration have criminally overseen this massive fraud in the state of Minnesota. But again, what do we have? The conservatives saying, well, I'm not going to say that there's any absolute link stating that he's responsible for the crime. Why would she be interviewing someone from a different state in the first place? Here, oh, this is just the beginning. This kind of stuff sickens me to the core. Because I'll tell you what, this is what conditions America's conservatives of the day. And you'll understand why we call them yesterday's liberals. Why? Because they don't do anything. They're good for nothing. They're following the lead. They end up in the ditch just like Jesus said they would in Matthew 15:14. Jesus told us to beware of this leaving, and yet the people leaving this, they listen to this, they drink it in, they eat up the leaving, and that means the wicked doctrines, Mark 8:15. Hey folks, just think about it. When you listen to the conservatives of the day, as you would have them believe to be, or they would have you to believe that they're the conservatives of the day, which is the furthest thing from the truth. Isn't it interesting how they never bring about resolve? They never talk about justice. They never make reference to the law that condemns the crime. They just keep playing the same game of divide and conquer. Listen to this.
It's certainly interesting to see that we had this highly organized, highly funded.
See, now he's acknowledging all the crimes of Tim Walz after he just got done saying, well, we can't make any direct connections. No, he's playing it safe. That's all he's doing.
Unit of Antifa there in Minneapolis, Direct Action Minnesota, at all while Tim Walz had been running the state and had been giving a lot of cover to groups like this.
He's telling you how ignorant he is, really.
Yeah, you're right. And so much of that is explored in our new documentary. It's called Minnesota Mao, exploring the communist connections to Governor Tim Walz and how that has played a part in the policies you've seen put in place here in Minnesota. Someone who traveled to China with Walz is speaking out for the first time. He traveled to China with Walz decades ago. And back then, he observed how Walz couldn't get enough copies of Mao's Little Red Book. He collected them. He talks about that. And then highlighting the parallels between Mao's Cultural Revolution and Walz's policies, extreme COVID lockdowns. You're right. What Antifa has done here tied into the riots in the wake of George Floyd, radical education changes, transgender policies.
Listen to this. This is the fruit of Tim Walz
as well. You can see
you have this clown,
MinnesotaMao.com,
Posabek,
and really takes a look.
Or Posabiek, thank you, my friend
that
Dave.
Be having more, and especially in blue cities.
We better not hold them accountable because we're not sure. But that's all they're doing is highlighting the connections.
I think no coincidence, Jack. You're right that this has happened here.
I mean, how is this credible? No wonder why the said conservatives of the day are being laughed at by the whole world in America. From all over the world, the said conservatives are being laughed at, mocked, and scoffed.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, SENTINEL.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, There are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, I need to get a t-shirt made that I don't play well with others. And I'm telling you, this is why. This is why. Because there's double talk going on all day long with these people. I'm highlighting right now Liz Collin from the state of Minnesota with a guest. My friend Dave, by the way, from Florida is telling me you pronounce his last name. His name is Jack Procibic. Procibic. Prosobic. Prosobic. I don't see the R. So, folks, again, I'm just going to call him Jack, okay? He seems like he's kind of a jack of all trades. And I'm just telling you, this is what frustrates me about people more than anything else. You know, it was interesting because I told my wife today, I said, you know, everybody on the said conservative side in the state of Minnesota right now, they're totally asleep. They're back to sleep. You know what the bad guys are doing? They're assailing the people of the state of Minnesota. That's what they're doing. I mean, apparently the good guys in this country haven't learned the lesson from our forefathers when they say that eternal vigilance is what? That's the price that we have to pay for what? Our liberties. We need to stay vigilant. And the Bible tells us that as well. But somehow or another, what we do is we the good guys, right? And I'm equating this to what I'm watching here, because this Jack guy jacks me up, to say the least. Talking about how there's no connection, and then when he's asked about what's going on in Minneapolis, and he's not even from here, he starts to talk about how Tim Walz is responsible for all of this. These crimes. This is what makes me angry. Listen to what John Adams said. He said, facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passion, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence. And again, going back to the way that our Lord said to judge a man is by his fruits. You can go to 7:16 through 20, Matthew. You can go to 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. My goodness, folks, you judge them according to their works. And that's all we see coming from this administration in the state of Minnesota. And yet we just leave it in a way where we're supposed to speculate as to what's really going on here. And then we wonder why nothing gets done. You know, here, this is what's happening, friends. The said conservatives in this country are having conversations. That's it. They're having conversations. You know what the bad guys are doing? They're working things out to undermine you. That's what they're doing. And again, this falls to the people who listen to this nonsense. And people need to come to understand, again, when I'm telling you that they're a controlled opposition, you better understand what I'm telling you. I'm not talking out of school. They're controlled opposition. They're paid to get the people to just sit back and do a whole lot of nothing, as if to suggest that somehow or another, they're the standard, they're the gatekeepers, they know more than we do, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Again, read the Bible, read the Constitution, read your history, and look at what our forefathers didn't put up with. Because today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are teaching you to do just exactly what it takes to be overthrown. Because that's all they want to do, is have a conversation while you're being overthrown. Now, when I say that, am I talking literally? Oh my goodness, I'm actually talking literally. I mean, look at, we see that we're told by the American people, or should we say the cult of Trump on so many fronts, that America's being made great again. When in fact, the opposite is true. We can see now, how many years later, I've had, I don't know how many people coming out of the woodwork saying, Bradley, you were right about this administration. I said, I know I was right about it before he stepped into office, because that's all you had to do is judge his fruit. Oh, but we're not called to judge, they say. The biblically illiterates. Oh, we're not called to judge. Oh, we're not. I didn't know that. We make judgment calls all day long. You know who the conservatives of the day are judging? Those that are bringing forth the truth to bring about the resolve. They're saying, who are you to judge? Let me say it this way. Don't twist scripture the way Satan twisteth scripture. I'm making reference to righting the wrongs by the judge's word. And if we don't do it according to the judge's word, friends, we're in trouble. America, learn to judge righteously. John 7:24. It's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. Deuteronomy 4:6. My goodness, we're called to be the light of the world. The light exposes the darkness. We have to think. I want to show you something as to what's going on in the state, or the United States. Again, we're catching up on some of the topics that we didn't have time to get to over the weekend. But it's interesting what I'm going to play for you next. I just want to tell you again, this is one of those said conservatives, and I have zero respect for her. Her name is Megyn Kelly. She has got a foul mouth. She has a rotten mouth. She's now turning on Trump. Just like a majority of the said conservatives that didn't want to listen. Hey, folks, and I'm just taking a second here. I just want to make sure that you understand, when someone attacks we the people, it's not American. Our said representatives are to uphold the law, not to tear it down, as you all the well know, okay? So they can tell us whatever they want to tell us, but when we see them doing the opposite of what they say that they're doing, we better stand up against that, okay? And it's not me hating on anybody. It's them hating on me for holding to the law that keeps us free, because it's un-American. And when we see an administration say one thing and do the opposite, you have to understand that administration is not America. And it's not American. And this applies to all, from the top to the bottom, in every branch of government. And we are not to be respecters of persons in judgment. And we better understand that our walk is before God, and what we approve, it better be on the Lord's side. And what we disapprove of better be on the Lord's side too, because if not, we're going to eat the fruit of our own ways, regardless if it's a blessing or a curse. Now, I want to go over to Megyn Kelly, and I want you to listen to this, and listen to what's going on during this, what do they call it? The State Fair in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you guys have seen some of this, some of these reels that have come out, but do you people realize that literally hardly anybody showed up? And what I'm saying, hardly anybody, there were times where there were speakers and bands where there was not one person in front of the mall. I want you to see this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Here we go.
Are enforcing insane security restrictions.
This is Donald Trump's administration.
Great American State Fair that are turning the whole thing into a nightmare for anyone who actually shows up. Families cannot bring reusable water bottles, sunscreen, bug spray, camping chairs, coolers, or umbrellas. Even as temperatures hit over 100 degrees with no shade and the event drags on for hours until the late night fireworks, this is the same regime panicking over the anemic crowds and embarrassingly low attendance, with multiple stages sitting largely empty and a podcast playing to virtually no one. Attendees walked away disappointed, calling it terrible, bland, and nothing like a real state fair. No cows, no sheep, no goats, just a political advertisement for Donald Trump. The contrast is brutal. Officials leak their fears of disaster while tourists fend for themselves after air conditioning fails and workers abandon their posts.
The police state,
it is pure
people.
Irony and a complete failure, all because Donald Trump hijacked a national celebration and made it about himself.
Okay, so I want to make clear that you all understand this, because I know that there's a lot of simpletons out there. And I mean that when I say that, that they don't think, they think, oh, so you must be for Hillary Clinton, or you must be for a Barack Obama. No, I, Bradley Dean, am for the law. If you're caught up into that uniparty system where they're all wearing the same jersey, that's on you. You're embarrassing yourself. But when you hold to the law, you're going to know who's lying. Just the same way that you're going to show and expose a deviated stick when you lay a straight one next to it. The Constitution is the straight one. The politicians are the corrupt one. And it's not just a handful of them. It's a majority of them. Now, speaking of that, isn't that interesting that you were sold by the mainstream media that's just relentlessly attacking the current administration because he's got such a huge following? And I seen this some time ago where people were starting to catch on to what in fact is really going on concerning this current administration. But this just proves the point that a picture's worth a thousand words. How much more a two-minute video showing you that literally nobody was there at this state fair in Washington, D.C. when bands were playing, when speakers were talking. See, that's what the American people need to see. That what you're being told and what the facts are two different things. And that's what I always wait for, is I want to see for myself. I want to know for myself the facts of the matter. And I knew it, folks, long ago concerning what it is that we're up against. Now, 8 years later, the said conservatives are starting to wake up. And now they're starting to turn on the anti-American sentiment. In coming to the realization that, wait, under the guise of making America great again, which came from Ronald Reagan, by the way, to a T, it's interesting, they're realizing that this is not about making America great again. This is about undermining the American people, is what this is. And so you have today's conservatives now awakening and now blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33:3, trying to tell the rest of the people, wait a second, we've been lied to. But notice what she said. They turned it into a police state. And I told you after September 11th, even concerning the TSA, that it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And if you look at when you go through the airport concerning those that are hired as the TSA, they are the baser sort. They are the ones that are willing to sell out their own people. That's who's working with the TSA. Who implemented that after September 11th? Your government. What does it do? It takes more control of your lives, and it violates your God-given rights. I'm going to come right back to that in a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Yeah, that's what I should have named the show, the said conservatives of today. Read Matthew 5:13. They want to have a conversation. Well, the bad guys are destroying your country. That's what the best of the best that you have and what you put up with America has brought you to. Exactly where you're at today. And Americans have nobody to blame but themselves for allowing this to go on. I was just saying the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13 comes to my aid. I'm just going to highlight it. I'm going to go ahead and kick it out here for you from memory. That they are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And why is that? Because they're not the salt of the earth anymore. They're not stopping the putrefaction. No, they're watching. Folks, it's just the same thing that I've said about our said representatives here, for the most part in the state of Minnesota. It's now become their job to tell their constituents the crimes of those on the other side of the aisle that they're not bringing justice upon. That's what they're doing. In America, you put up with this. They swore to uphold the law. They swore to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Isn't that what they sold themselves to America on? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then they get in, then they get into office and then they become a part of the problem because now they don't do what they promised they said that they were going to do. That's the work detail now. Instead of magnifying the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, the American people are now settling for their said conservatives, their said unconstitutional Republican candidates, the good guys, the fighters of our God-given rights, to just now highlight the crimes of those that they tolerate. And America's putting up with it. Why? Because they want to have a conversation. Well, the bad guy destroys. Where is the law? Here, I'll tell you what. Albert Einstein said, you are the law. And it's your willingness to stand up and defend it and to enforce it that ensures your freedoms. I think people have forgotten their history. Cowards didn't establish this republic. And it's not cowards that are going to preserve it. And America is filled with cowards, especially under the guise of Christian patriot conservatives. Oh, my goodness. Just, again, ask me. I need to get to this for the sake of time. I was just highlighting when people went to the Washington, D.C., for those that did, it was sold to you like just the masses are going to be there. And yet last week I highlighted videos showing you where they were doing news feeds and they turned around and there was absolutely nobody there. Not one person was there. And they, Fox News was there to promote the event like it was this big go-to state fair at the Washington Mall. And yet there was nobody there. And they did it, folks, unabashedly. And it's like, we're honored to be here, they said. And look at this. We're so honored that Fox has hired us to go ahead and continue this narrative, this false narrative to the American people to keep them fast asleep while the bad guys destroy. And that's how they do it. Matthew 13:25. But just think about that. When the people that did go, which were very far and few between, embarrassing folks. What was interesting is they get there, and it's a police state. I told you this was coming because of what you tolerated after September 11th. I want to remind my listeners of something concerning September 11th. Your enemies couldn't have dreamed of doing to you what it is you have allowed corruption in the halls of your own government to do to you. The bad guys, I'm talking about foreigners, couldn't have dreamed of doing to you what it is that you've allowed the corrupt to do to you in your own backyard. The Judas is in office. Luke 22:48. Go back over to the TSA. That's what I was talking about during the end of the last segment. And I told you, look at the people they hire. Go through the, hey folks, I won't even fly into Orlando or out of Orlando anymore because it's now riddled with foreigners that cannot even speak English that are violating you coming in and going out. Has anybody taken the time to look at the criminal records of those that are being hired for TSA to unlawfully search you? Do you understand that you've allowed the corrupt to accuse every American that goes into the airport, every American that goes to the bus depot, every American that goes to the train depot or travels in any sense of the word to be violated by the TSA? Do you know that that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment? But it's all under the guise of security. Yep, that is the history of tyrants right there. Folks, just think about that. Every American is being accused by their own government as being a potential terrorist. Do you know what terrorism is? Terrorism, defined out in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, is government by intimidation. Look at those that are appointed to TSA to violate the people. Many of them are foreigners. And they're criminals from the top of their head to their sole of the feet. They're looking for individuals that will violate their own people, and that's what the TSA is. The Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers, any facts against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now look what they're doing. Now you go to the airport, you know they're trying to take a picture of you every time you walk in. They're not that they're not doing it, folks, but before you go through the line, they want to take your picture. You need to opt out of that. No. I when we go through, folks, number one, don't put your hands on me or my family. Number two, it's this. You tell them you've gone far enough. And I don't care how you respond to me. I don't care what you accuse me of. The fact of the matter is you're working for the very people that are accusing all of us for the crimes that they're guilty of. And that, my friends, is a fact. I want to show you something really quick just to give you a little taste of the criminality inside of none other than the TSA. Go ahead if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Radio listeners and affiliates, you'll hear perfectly as to what the message is.
Was last seen in the hands of TSA officer Andy Ramirez. We filed this missing property report, but we're told nothing had been found.
So a news team, an investigative team, went into the airport in Orlando, and what they did is they put a computer through, and what they did is they put a ping on the iPad to trace the iPad that was stolen, okay? And they just put it out on the little escalator there, the little escalator belt, the conveyor belt there, and they were noticing that the one that was overseeing the operation picked up the iPad, okay? Now I'm going to pick the story up.
Essentially just out of luck. But we had been able to track our iPad the night it disappeared, 30 miles away from the airport to the home of the TSA officer.
Brian Ross from ABC News.
2 weeks later, we showed up at Ramirez's house.
We're looking for a missing iPad.
Missing iPad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the tracking device shows that it's located right here at this address.
Okay.
Is it here?
No, sir.
And again, Ramirez denied knowing anything about the missing iPad.
Did you take it?
No, sir.
You did not take it?
No, sir.
But after setting off an audible alarm on the missing iPad and asking him to search his house again, Ramirez produced it.
You found it. There it is.
Okay, turn the camera off.
With his TSA uniform shirt now off, Ramirez claimed that it was his wife who had taken it, not him.
I want you to explain how this iPad left at a TSA screening station ended up in your house.
My wife's, I'm so embarrassed.
Your wife?
My wife says she got the iPad and brought it home.
You know, that can't be true because the last time we saw it was in your hands. It wasn't in your wife's hands. We saw it in your hands.
Do you all understand, folks, outside of that, do you all understand that the TSA has not thwarted one terrorist attack? Not one. How many people have they violated? How many of these TSA agents have been busted for drug trafficking? How many of these TSA said employees have been convicted pedophiles? How many have child trafficked? Oh, folks, the list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. This is what your government has appointed to the airports as security for me and you. Does anybody realize that I cannot stand liars? I cannot stand what's being done to my people, to my country. And I want to tell you something. I don't like it so much so I'm going to speak out against it. I'm going to stand against it. Why? Because I love my God. I love my people and I love my country and I want to preserve it for our kids. Can anybody out there jump in on this boat? Because my objective is not to go and highlight those that have designed the downfall of this country, but get back to the designer and those that the Lord used to design the system of government in which we have, that we might be free again. If you can get behind that, friends, that's what I'm looking for. And I want to tell you, that's the direction that my rage goes and my indignation goes. I am done with this. I am done with the corruption in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. We'll see you later. God bless you. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.